all the planets are having a similar magnetic change to what the Earth is having. Pluto lost a fifth of its atmosphere in just 1 year. Same thing that happened to Mars over eons, allegedly, when it lost its magnetic field. There's a well-understood storm pattern on Neptune, kind of like how hurricanes form off the coast of Africa, and then they shoot westward across the Atlantic towards America. Well, on Neptune, it just went the other way. It just reversed, which is not supposed to be possible unless something really drastic did a 180 on that planet. Uranus is having record aurora. And without record solar activity, what's causing record aurora? Uranus, it's losing its magnetic protection. Similar things are happening at Saturn. We don't have to infer them at Jupiter. We can actually measure it at Jupiter. We do this by measuring the radio signals that come from the electrons trapped in Jupiter's magnetic field. And the radio signals that they put out just changed in the last decade to 12 years. So either the nature of an electron changed at Jupiter, not likely, or Jupiter's magnetic field is changing too. Mars has a ton of changes. They think its mantle is now awake and alive and active, where for decades they thought it was dead and, a geologically inactive planet. And right now, the Mars scientists are thinking, all right, we have to figure out how we got this wrong for all these years. All the data said they didn't get it wrong. Mars woke up as a planet. Venus's fastest winds are getting faster. The sun's magnetic fields are changing, and the chemistry of the sun's atmosphere is changing. Everything in the solar system is changing. The likely answer is that we are going through a galactic magnetic reversal, a magnetic reversal on a galactic scale. Now, that doesn't mean the galaxy itself is doing it. It means that our solar system is crossing from one magnetic field sector of the galaxy into another. They know that this exists in the Milky Way. They've spotted it in other galaxies as well. All the evidence for it is here, including everything from the extra dust that we are seeing in the solar system from the sun all the way out past Pluto. They're finding way more dust than they're supposed to be finding, way more than they found in the past. The numbers are going up. And that magnetic reversal point in the galaxy should act like an electrostatic Swiffer duster in your home and be sort of a collection point for dust. And so all of the information we have says that the reason why we're going through this cycle is because we hit the magnetic reversal point of the galaxy. It sets off the planets. It will eventually set off the sun in an even major way, in even more major way. And it here for the planet Earth, it's going to be causing this magnetic pole shift. It's been causing this magnetic pole shift, which is due to culminate here in the coming years. And it's the kind of thing where there are, at this point, when you tie in galactic observations, astrophysics, and geophysics, there are no holes left in the story. And then when you realize, oh, this matches myth and religion and other things like that, and even down to psychology and meteorology, you realize, okay, this is the story. This is what our ancestors were trying to tell us about.